She was afraid. She was angry. And she was alone. But life hadn't started out this way. She had been a great kid. She went to church every week and went to the Adventist school right across the road. Her dad was an elder and her mom ran the Sabbath school class. But something was missing. You see, she didn't understand God. And she asked people, she said, "When am I going to understand God?" And they said, "Hey, it's okay. You're still a little kid. You know, you'll understand him when you get older." And so she said, "Okay, I can wait." So she did, for years. And one day she said, "God, I want to hear you. I want to hear you so bad. Please talk to me." And she listened, and she didn't hear anything. She became afraid. And as the years went by and she still didn't hear God, she said, "Maybe God doesn't care. Maybe he doesn't care that I can't hear him. Maybe I'm just living my life and he's up there and there's nothing in between." And with all that, she became angry. And with this fear and with this anger, her life started to fall apart. She yelled at her parents. She screamed at her siblings. There were fights every day. Her friends didn't want to hang out with her because she was so angry all the time. Her schoolwork went down the drain. She hated church. Everything was a mess. And she decided, "God has abandoned me. And so has everybody else." And she was alone. So she walked, she found her Bible, and she read, "Can anything ever separate us from Christ's love? Does it mean he no longer loves us if we have trouble or calamity, or are persecuted or hungry, or destitute or in danger or threatened with death?" "Yes," she said, "those things can separate me from God because I am not with him." She walked into a dark room, and she shut the door. The definition of darkness is the absence of light. Without light, there is darkness. It's automatic. Light and dark cannot exist together without light overtaking darkness. There is no substitution. So, if physical darkness is the absence of light, then spiritual darkness is the absence of God. Matthew 6:23. "And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is." You see, when you don't know you're in the darkness, you are more lost than if you knew it. When you don't see that the light you think you have is darkness, you are so lost. John 1:5, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it." When you have that light, the darkness in you is taken out because the light overtakes it. Darkness cannot conquer light. Light gets rid of darkness. This is light. Now everyone, cover your eyes. You can't see the light, can you? Now open your eyes. Now see, the light was still there. You know, it doesn't matter whether or not your eyes were opened or closed. The light was still there. John 8:12. Jesus spoke to the people once more and said, "I am the light of the world. If you follow me, you won't have to walk in darkness, because you will have the light that leads to life." You see, when you have the light, and when you open your eyes and you see it, nothing can take you away from it. And whether or not your eyes are opened or closed, it doesn't matter. The light is still there. Whose is this? Whose is this? This is Jordan's. Now, but it's in my hand, so it's mine, right? No, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's Jordan's, because it's mine. No. If it's in his hand, or in my hand, or in his pocket, or in his backpack, or in his room, or if it's in London, England, it doesn't matter. It's still his phone. 1 Thessalonians 5:5. "For you are all children of the light and of the day. We don't belong to darkness and night." So, if we belong to the light, how far away can we get from that light before we don't belong to it anymore? It doesn't matter. We can be so far away from the light, and we still belong to it. And 1 John 1:5 says, "God is light, and there is no darkness in him." So if we belong to light, and if God is light, then we belong to God. And it doesn't matter how far away we get from God, we are still his. But the darkness had become too much. She couldn't stand the life that she was living. She hated every single day. It was misery. And so she decided that death was better than life. She decided, "I want to die because I can't stand the way I am right now. I wish I were dead, but I can do something about that. I can die today if that's what I want." And so she decided that suicide was better than being alive. And she cried out to God one last time. And she said, "God, if you're still there, please help me. Because I can't do this on my own." And gradually, without her knowing it, her life became better. She packed up everything she owned, and she moved to a place where she could find love, where she had friends, where she could see that her parents loved her, and where she could show love to others. And she became happy. And so as I sat under a tree in the middle of nowhere, I saw how my life had been dark and how it was now light. I saw how I had gone from wanting to die to wanting to live. And I saw that it was God that had done that, and that he was the one who had taken me through the whole thing, and that even though I hadn't seen him, he had still been there. And that day, January 19, I found God. You see, guys, It doesn't matter if you are afraid, or if you are angry, or if you feel alone. God is still there. And it doesn't matter if you can't see the light. The light is still there. And it doesn't matter how far away you get from God. He is still there. Romans 8:38. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. I thought there were things that could separate me from God, but I was wrong. For there is nothing that can separate you from God. I am convinced that nothing can take you away from God. Not even yourself.